This is Anderson Pence Podcast, episode 364 for Wednesday, September 16th, 2020. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Welcome.
All right, just
kidding. So, you know, I think I've been getting sick lately. I looked out the window the other day, and I swore I saw a German sausage flying by the window. Turns out it was just a bird. I took a turn for the worst.
Your jokes are taking a turn for the worse. All right, so let's get...
That was good.
You always think they're good.
All right.
You know what? There are bunches of kids out there whose parents tell them jokes, and obviously you can't tell anything that's really, like, good because they're all politically incorrect or, you know... Three people walk into a bar. You can't tell any of those jokes, so...
I'll find one. Anyway.
You do the best you can. It's okay, honey.
All right, let's go. What have we got here?
New Sailor Manyo inks. We've had, I don't even know how many colors already.
Yeah.
And then they just came out with eight more that I am only going to pronounce a few of.
Well, then give me a couple so I can... pronounce a few of them.
Sakura!
That's just not... All right. Sakura is...
So, all right. Eight new colors, really pretty. We've got a couple blues, a purple. What do you have?
I have Shirakashi and Ume.
You can have that one.
Oof. Kakitsubata.
All right.
I'm sure that's not how it's pronounced, but it's close. It looks like a lovely little purple.
So, pretty, pretty colors. Which bottle is this?
Standard manual, standard Sailor Square bottle.
Yep.
Or is what do we call it? The ice cube bottle.
Look at that.
It is nice. Yeah, I like it.
So, we have those in stock. I've got to swab them so we can get the colors up, but super pretty. Sailor does such a great job.
This green one looks neat.
I know. You know, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Because every time they come out with new colors, they're gorgeous.
And Sailor Pen has acquired significant technical experience since 1911. That's what it says in the box.
Great. I'm all for technical experience.
So, yeah, in fact, we don't even have them sampled up yet, so that's right. Coming soon.
This week.
They came in. I haven't had a chance to even look at them.
It's been so crazy.
It's been nuts.
Which
with
is good.
The Hobonichi, you know, which has tapered off a little bit, only because we've sold out of
so many.
Literally almost everything. And I'm just going to go, I'm going to segue right into that. Second round of Hobonichi is coming soon. We should have them by, they're saying they can ship end of the month. So sometime in early August.
Have you ordered those?
It's coming soon.
Okay.
The second order date. Hobonichi sets a date.
This week.
It might be this week.
We have to get it together.
We have to get the order together, yeah.
So. Oh, man.
That's anyway, funny. That's why I haven't even looked at these.
Yep.
We got them in. I brought these guys up, and then that was it. I didn't even look at anything else.
Yep.
So.
A lot of companies have had all of a sudden new product, things discontinued. It's just constant, which is good. I hate to be bored.
So, we want to continue on with the ink?
Speaking of ink, I thought this was a limited, but I'm not sure what the deal is, to be honest.
Well, they have more. So, the Sailor.
Ocean Blue.
It's the 50 mil. And this is, let's see, I may keep one of these now. I didn't keep one of the first batch because it's such an adorable box. It's got a little bow tie on
it.
It's adorbs. And look at that. It has that metallic blue cap.
That is cool.
It's really
neat.
I'm
going to keep one?
Well, one of us is going to. I don't know who is, but...
That's pretty.
It's very pretty. It's a nice color. The packaging is off the charts. It's really, for Sailor, it's just a really great... They did a really great job with this. So.
They usually do with their packaging.
15th anniversary of Ink Studio, and we get Sailor. So
we should keep one.
We should.
Since both stores have Ink Studio.
Historically significant.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Sailor now available.
Great, great bottle.
Nice bottle.
Next, new Midori pads.
Got three of them here.
All right, now I gotta put my glasses on here.
A5.
great.
So these are lined. These are both lined, but they're lined in the sense that it's really more like stationary.
Yes.
And the lines don't go all the way across the page. So they're evenly centered. We've got the cream and then the cotton pad.
Yeah, that's really pretty.
It's really a neat option for your InkoRimo that's coming up in a few months.
Easy on the eyes. I do like the cream.
I like that. And the A4-ish, A4 grid pad.
The graph, yep.
Paper Love pad, it. Yeah. And I like so how they have that little corner.
They have a notch so that you can peel off the sheet. And these are glue bound at the top?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
Okay. That's what makes it a pad.
That's what makes it a pad, is this glue bound at the top.
As opposed to loose sheets, yep. We're doing what we can to expand Midori and Tomoe. We had the Tomoe River notepads.
Notepad and the notebook.
And the notebook. Yeah. It's such great paper.
And this is like a kind of a greenish, lime greenish almost. It's ivory paper with kind of a lime greenish grid. That's kind of interesting. It really, really kind of pops out. You know, sometimes you get the grid that's gray and it's really kind of hard to see. This is with the green, with the cream paper,
it's easier on the eyes.
Yeah, it's easier on the eyes, but you can see the grid.
Right.
It's pretty nice. So A4 grid paper pad and MD paper A5. What do you call these? Lines stationary-ish?
Yep.
They're not really even A5 though, because are they? Are they A5? They look bigger than A5. If I put them, they are. See, if I hold them up, see, it's actually bigger. It covers the entire pad. So these must be A5 and some change. She's quiet. We're moving on to the next product. What do we got? Sailor. While we're talking Sailor. We talked about these last week.
Yep. Pirate's Life. I keep screwing up and calling it Fool's Gold. Because you get the treasure coin.
Which is a cute little... Oh, it's not little. It's just about this big. I didn't bring it. But.
You know, this is... How do I put it? It's not that the images were bad. It's definitely cooler in the hand.
Yeah.
Absolutely better in the hand. Definitely kind of a mustardy gold.
Yeah. Mustardy gold. It's not mustard, but it's mustardy gold, I think.
Yeah. I love the gold trim.
That's great.
And I don't even know that we need to talk about it. It's a Sailor pen. It's going to write fantastically. It's a cartridge converter. You've got a 14-karat gold nib, a 21-karat gold nib on the large.
Yeah, yeah.
Your classic 1911 styling. And they are just rocking new launches.
Yeah, they're coming out with stuff every week almost.
Holy cow.
I wasn't sure on the color on this. When I heard it, I'm like, great, well, we need another mustard pen because there's a Pro Gear Slim Mini in kind of a...
But definitely, mustard. It's
but
a different
this
color.
This is a different color. It's definitely different. It's darker. It makes the... If you put it next to the Pro Gear Slim Mini, it almost makes the Pro Gear Slim Mini look like a cream.
Okay.
Like a yellowish cream. It's very, very different. They're not close. They're not the same at all. I do like this color.
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
When we were trying to choose paint color for our bedroom, Brian originally wanted this kind of golden color that was an Esterbrook original color.
Sand.
Only it wasn't really sand. So
what we picked was not...
No.
Not close.
But we held the pen up to the wall and it wasn't anything like we remembered. But
this is a really I love the gold combination, the gold trim. I mean, you couldn't do it with rhodium, it would look silly, but the gold trim, the color is really great. It's very attractive.
It's a bold 1911 awesomeness.
Yeah, and it's bright, it's gonna get you noticed, but it's not really too super loud.
But it's not yellow.
Yeah, it's not yellow.
It's not screaming at you.
So really,
no,
I don't know.
They
the more I look at it, the more I like it. I don't
knock it out of the park.
The more I look at it, the more I like it. So anyway, Pirate's Life, and it comes with the the Pirate's Life pin that you can wear at your next pen show or pen meetup. So as long as today is apparently the Sailor show, Sailor has announced And this is unusual.
I'm kind of sad. But yeah, it is unusual.
It's very unusual.
Go ahead.
In fact, I don't think it's ever happened since we have been a dealer in the last...
Not on this scale.
Seven, eight, yeah, yeah. They have announced a discontinuation of a number of pens, many of which we do carry. There's a couple that they discontinued that we don't carry. I'm a little intrigued by... If you discontinue something, you normally replace it with something else, so
well,
I'm not sure.
They've been replacing it with all the North American exclusives.
Yes, but these are not North American exclusives.
I understand that.
So.
But North American exclusives are around for a while, so.
But this is Sailor making.
I know.
It's weird. Anyway, 1911 standard. So your 1911 standards, 14 karat nibs in red, yellow,
blue.
And blue. As well as the all blue, which I believe we're out of stock on anyway.
And the Blueberry Pro Gear Slim.
And the Frambois.
And my Frambois. So I had one of these. I actually sold it. Customer bought it right out of my hand in Chicago. So I grabbed one before they're completely gone. But the Blueberry, which is kind of a purpley color.
It's been one of the most popular colors.
I love the Frambois. So I'm just trying to figure out what ink to put in it.
And?
I have a list. So I'm debating. You know, I'm thinking about either trying to go with a similar color.
Yeah.
So Kobe number 6 Bordeaux.
That's a good one, yeah.
Kobe number 27, it's a maroon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or what if I do green? What if I totally go...
You could.
And so I'm thinking Bungo Box Zodiac.
Okay.
Taurus is a green.
Great.
I could do the Aries, which is a burgundy. Or Kobe number 35, which is leaf green.
Okay, and what is your Zodiac sign?
I'm a Leo. They don't have one.
They don't have a Leo in the Bungo Box. Okay, well, then that throws that one out. I don't know. I would go with the Kobe 6, but... That's just me.
So anyway.
I like anything that has Bordeaux in the name.
I know you
it's
do.
Usually pretty good.
Yeah. So anyway. They pretty much, once we sell out, there is not much. We did buy quite a bit that they had in the warehouse in California. Some things they have more of.
Yeah. There's also, in addition to these 5 pens, the Millichlorie, the blue and the pink, including ballpoints, are being discontinued. We do have quite a number of them on the way. A stunning pen. I have the blue myself. Really, really great. And it has a little extra weight to it, too. So if you have Sailor, and those are the large size only, if you have a Sailor and your complaint is, sometimes people say, well, they're too light. Well, most Japanese pens are light. That's the idea. The Millichlorie has those gold bands on the cap and the barrel, and it adds a little bit of weight. You wouldn't think it's much, but you can feel it. You put it in your hand, it's a really nice weight. I may actually, now that I think about it, go grab it and use it today. But those are being discontinued.
Oh, you already have one.
I have one, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting some in, and and once they're gone, but...
Yes.
That's a cool pen. It's unusual. It's not just another color on a 1911 or a Pro Gear. It's color, multicolors, because it's like 3 different shades of blue.
Yes, or 3 different shades of pink.
Yeah, the pink has white, red, and pink on it. Super cool. So, and the rings.
Yep. So very unusual move. I'm sure that it's a sound business move. And there are so many other pens to choose from.
But
to have this many at one time.
I think they're gonna be distilling it down so that once that's out, they can bring something new out. That would be the only sensible move to me, because if outside of North America, so we've got Fresca and Royal Tangerine and Anchor Gray and Key Lime and Pirate's Life and 4AM and what am I missing?
Lucky Charm.
Lucky Charm and Graphite Lighthouse. They're all North American. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 4AM. Graphite's Pro Gear Slim. But we have all of those here. But if we weren't in North America, removing these 1911s would leave us with black and transparent with gold trim. And there's really, I don't think there's anything else.
Black and rhodium.
There's no black and rhodium 1911 standard.
No, not in the 1911, but in general.
Yeah, yeah. So
I mean,
we wouldn't have very many 1911 standards left. So And Pro Gear Slims, yeah, we'd have white with rhodium, white with gold, black with gold, and black with rhodium, and that would be about it. So there's a transparent with rhodium too.
Right.
So I'm hoping something new is coming out. Something from Japan, not necessarily North American exclusive. We got a lot of those, but something from Japan worldwide would be really cool. So that's my guess. Anyway, all that talk, these are going away. We've got some now. We are getting more in. If it's on your lists,
grab it now because think about it. When they're gone, they're gone.
So, All right.
All right. Moving on to Twisby. The Punch Pink was announced, what, last week?
Yep.
These were allowed to, we were allowed to start shipping yesterday.
We ship on the 15th, yep.
So
580 ALR.
Color, yeah. Definitely not pale pink, definitely not hot pink. It's kind of a fuchsia.
You know what's interesting is the way that the traditional Twisby logo in red on the cap really goes very well with the color. It surrounds the logo, but it's a 580 ALR, so it has the line section, the rib section, and of course it's got the metal, the aluminum piston unit, just like all ALs do, ALRs. But
I just can't use up that much ink.
If it's a good ink, you do, yeah. So anyway, Punch Pink in stock, all the nib sizes, extra fine, fine, medium, broad, 1.1.
Yes.
So.
All right.
Let me take a look at that. I really haven't seen much of it. It came in and...
I love the section.
It's a decent color. Yeah, it's not too bright. It's kind of a muted... muted is not the right word. Yeah, it's a different color.
Subdued.
How they come up with these, well, it should be exactly this color is beyond me. Yep. I'm lucky I know
we're not in design.
I'm lucky I know what salmon is. Yeah, it's kind of almost salmon.
No, it's not. No. Anyway,
next up. How are you going to do this?
You know, Retro 51 Marco. Pens have been a little controversial lately.
Marco.
Hello. There was a new popper announced yesterday, Marco Polo. It's really cool looking. I love that it's got, the globe on the pen. Their creative team is just amazing.
It's good looking. You get nice map design.
Yes.
It's a nice looking pen. A little compass kind of thing going on in the cap.
On the top.
It's not actually a compass. It doesn't move, but it looks.
Oh my God.
That would have been great, wouldn't it have been?
Let me call George.
They missed out. They didn't need to actually make it. They just needed like a little pin and a little piece of like tin or something so it flops around.
Let me call George and complain.
Would have been off the charts.
My problem with all of this is that customers, I think, just don't understand maybe how some of this works.
Well, with Retro going on, I think people are just getting twitchy.
They are.
They're getting twitchy.
They want it.
Last chance for any of this.
And this particular launch had 957 pieces. Traditionally or historically, Retro has done like 1,951. And so there are fewer pens per run on some of these recent ones. And I think people are just really unhappy that there are fewer pens, more people who suddenly are like, oh my God, I have to have this.
Let's put this into perspective. How many dealers does Retro have? About, roughly.
Oh,
it's like
George
400 and something. 400 dealers.
Which means
there's 950 pens.
Everybody gets 2.5.
Everybody gets 2.5. We got the cap on one, so if you've got the barrel, we can make one. So now not everybody every time always, not everybody gets the emails, all the vendors get the emails, but not everybody buys them.
So it's just more demand than supply right now. We have a strict one per person policy and we do adhere to that. So if somebody places a duplicate order, we will cancel it because so many people complain that if somebody's buying 3 or 4 pens,
they're
all of a sudden
you
see it on eBay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that wasn't Retro's intent. That wasn't our intent. And if we get 50 pens, we want 50 people to get them.
Yeah.
So that's how we do it. But
so it hasn't always been that way, but it's we haven't always limited it. But now we are just because we are getting less and less compared to what we used to on poppers, a couple of years ago. So.
And that's just a matter of numbers and economics.
And there are going to be a lot more retros coming out in the next couple of months. A lot.
Yes.
So this is going to continue to go on.
Pace yourselves, people. Pace yourselves. Sign up for the back in stock. And just retro generally announces when they're going to launch it or release it. Now, we do not have these in hand yet. And we will wait.
We used to do pre-sales.
Yep.
I'm not about pre-sales anymore. I'm not worried that we're going to be stuck with these.
Right.
And also, it's quite literally twice as much work for us to deal with the pre-sale as it is for we have them in hand and we sell them and we ship them. So we're going to hold out until they actually come in. It could be Thursday, tomorrow, Friday.
Yep.
And when they come in, then we'll send the notice out.
But definitely sign up for the back in stock and just check your email. It isn't necessarily, there's no good time for retro to launch it. I've read on the retro pages that, people in Australia complain it's 2 in the morning.
Well,
it's never good for somebody. So they choose how many to make. They choose the price. They choose when to launch. And then it's up to the retailer to decide if they want to do a pre-sale or not.
And if you want a little tip, this is the only tip I'm going to give you for us. I don't know about anybody else. We get our shipments via UPS. UPS usually comes early in the day. We usually get it around 11 o'clock-ish Central Time. And when we unpack it, so it's no earlier than that. And we get them in, and they'll be on the site within a half an hour after we receive them. So we're looking around noonish on any given release date, depending on what's going on with UPS. So that's my little tip for anybody.
There you go.
So what else? You've got that look on your face.
I've been given permission to go off script. We saw something yesterday in a meeting with one of our sales reps that made Brian go, woo! And it's rare that we see something that excited about.
It's unusual. It's actually unusual that a company would do something like this.
They must have had so many requests or whatever because it had to be. So what we're talking about is.
You don't want to go on for another 10 minutes and annoy people? We should. That'd be funny. No. Just kidding.
Takes a whole reconfiguring of a mold.
It does.
And
yes. Brand
packaging
new mold.
And labeling. So what we're talking about is we had a Zoom meeting with our Schaefer rep, our Schaefer and Cross rep, who we love.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Diana.
She's probably not watching this.
But we found out yesterday that Schaefer is bringing back the old style bottle with the well on the side. They call it the bird's nest.
Yeah, the script well. Is
yes. And it was designed for use with the Schaefer snorkel.
Schaefer snorkel, yep.
And they are bringing it back. You tip it over.
Tip
it's
it
got
up.
A little piece on the side, a little cup, a little well on the side. And the ink will fill up there, but it's near the top of the bottle.
Yep.
So you don't have to stick your pen all the way in the bottle.
Yeah, you don't get ink on the side of your pen that you don't see that ends up on your hand or whatever. But with the idea with the snorkel was is then, the snorkel extends out past the end of the nib about, almost an inch. And then you just dip it in there, fill it up, and your nib doesn't get dirty.
So we were super excited because whenever we've had vintage bottles, they sell like crazy because people love that well on the side.
Yep.
The new ones will be 30 mil.
So a little bit smaller than the original and a little bit smaller than the standard 50 mil bottles that they have now.
And we do not have confirmation on the exact shade of some of the colors, but there are new colors.
Yep.
There is a red, there is a turquoise, an orange, a purple, a gray, a black,
a sepia,
a blue, and a brown.
And a shimmer.
And a gray shimmer.
A shimmer.
Schaefer does shimmer.
A Schaefer
shimmer
in a 30 mil.
Schaefer shimmy shake. Schaefer, no. All right.
don't do that again.
All right.
don't do that. I'm really curious. Now, what we saw was like a computer generated. We didn't actually see a picture of the bottle. We saw, Cross and Schaefer will do that sometimes. They get their marketing materials out and they don't actually have the product
to
photograph.
It's still an artist's
rendering. Yeah, so it's a rendering. But it looks great.
Super excited. They had like an entire extra page on dimensions and all sorts of probably like technical specs. And
you know, and the 30 mil bottle seems to be more popular. A number of people are doing a smaller 30 mil, or Schaefer, Sailor does a 20 mil size. But it's just enough to get you interested, and it's not a huge commitment. And these are going to be very inexpensive.
Yes.
Not very inexpensive. They're not going to be free, but they're like $12 for 30 mil, which is a very reasonable price.
Especially in the new bottle.
In the new
because
bottle.
To do a new bottle is a lot of money to do the whole mold and all of that. But super excited. We do not know if the new red in the 30 mil color is the same as the regular Schaefer red that is out now. And I know a lot of people like that because it's such a great, true fire engine red. It's not yellow. It's not orange. It's not neon pink.
And I don't know what the names of the colors are. I think I don't know if they're going to be, you know,
they had some
Fifth Avenue color names, you know, or not, or what's going on. But
and these are in addition to.
These are in addition to the 50 mil. They're not replacing the original series.
Awesome.
But, you know, we'll see what happens. Who knows what's going to happen. But for right now, there are 50 mil and there will be the 30 mil. And those are supposed to come up sometime this month or next month.
So we'll have those on the site soon. But we were super, super excited to see that.
I mean, you know, for $12, if you don't like the color, well, you've got a great bottle. I mean, because that bottle is worth several bucks there. So
now, similar size is Monteverdi, our 30 mil?
Yeah, those are 30 mil.
Okay.
This looks like it's a little bit more. I don't know if it looks.
Well, it's hard to tell.
It's really hard to tell.
For example, Monteverdi just raised the price of the 30 mil to $10. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. J. Herbin has a 30 mil, and is right in the same price range.
So it's 12, 13 bucks.
It's actually a really good value, especially considering the cool bottle.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Awesome. Wow. Off script. I wasn't even thinking of that. So.
Really? You were.
I am excited.
God,
I literally did. Hands above the head. I was.
Yeah. Like, it's rare that a company goes that far back in their history to revive something
cool,
really cool,
and do an okay job of
that. That is more complicated to manufacture.
Well, Cross & Schaefer is very conservative.
They are.
They're very conservative. They come up with a new color and they'll kill it. They're like, okay, well, this year it's green and blue.
Oh,
every pen, every pen's got a green pen. Every line, you know, from Cross to Schaefer, all new pens. There's going to be a green. There's a matte black. There's a matte gray.
And a blue.
So yeah, and a blue. So it's all fairly conservative. And then, you know, they come up with something like this. That's, you know, I wouldn't necessarily call it conservative or not conservative, but it's so different. It's just like it's a smart move, I think.
Yes.
So
we're super excited. I can't wait to see those.
Yeah, it'll be great. So all right.
I think that's it.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper. She's got one more thing to say.
Starting this week, our Appleton store will be open up again on Saturday from 10 to 2, at least through the end of the year.
Okay.
We'll see what happens after that with the weather and COVID and all that.
Okay.
So definitely follow our blog for updates on the stores, interviews, news, and all sorts of other social media.
And check us out on social media at Anderson Pens. And like this video and subscribe to the channel.